I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She can work a pole and she can work a mallet and a bowl. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kelly Dodd and Whitney Rose now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC, on Bravo TV.
Audience. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, hosting a Met Gala-themed episode because, according to Mary Cosby, anything fits a Met Gala theme if you decide it does. She said, don't judge me for what I do. In fact, just don't judge me at all. Please welcome Real Housewife of Orange County, Kelly Dodd. Hey, Kelly. Long time no see. Good to see you.
Hey, Andy. Good to see you, too.
And she says, this rose isn't scared to handle a little prick, from the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. It's Whitney Rose. Hey, Whitney, good to see you.
Hi, Andy. So happy to be here.
I feel like every time I see you, you have different hair, Whitney.
Well, I heard this was a Met Gala party.
Okay, perfect. I love it. Kelly, you've been binging the Housewives of Salt Lake City. What do you think?
Yo, I love it. Rickon loves it, too. we were like, oh my God, he loves it. We absolutely love your show. And we love how you guys are dressing, and it's got a lot of style. And I love it.
I love
the freakiness to it.
You're having a hard time telling Lisa and Meredith apart, right? I had a hard time with that too for a while.
Yeah, I think they look like twins.
Whitney, got a lot of questions wanting to know if you thought Jen was being too dramatic with Meredith over the canceled sleepover. Were you mad at her for making a scene at your 20s party?
Well, first of all, you can imagine my response. I was like, what, a sleepover? We're adults. Why are you losing your mind over this? And I wasn't mad, but yeah, it definitely took me away from my male dancers and my entertainment that was happening.
Whitney, so, Eva H. said, I can't believe Jen called Mary a grandpa right in front of her. Had anyone said that to Mary's face before that moment?
No, that's the first time Jen said it to her face.
Okay. Yeah. Kelly, normally I would be asking you all about OC right now, but I have a lot of questions about what's going on with you and social media. We got a ton for you, so I want to just dive right in. Side with Slide said, does Kelly have any remorse for her God thinning the herd comment about all the people who've been affected and lost people due to COVID, including your own mom who's been sick?
Yeah, of course I regret saying that. It was probably, I mean, at the time I didn't, it was a question like, why are all these people dying? I didn't realize it was a question. Why does the pandemics happen like this? Is it God's way of thinning the herd? It was a stupid thing for me to say. It was insensitive. And I apologize if I hurt or offended anybody, because that wasn't really my intention. I got like freaked out about it. And it's, in hindsight, it was the stupidest thing I've ever said.
Mary H. said, when you said over and over that COVID was the flu and ain't no one dying in Orange County, do you now finally acknowledge we should be wearing masks for public safety services purposes now that your mom just was in ICU with COVID?
Well, at first I was misinformed. You guys have to realize this was like back in January when this happened, and I was misinformed. I didn't realize, you know, not wearing a mask at that, you know, I hate it. I'm claustrophobic. I can't stand wearing a mask. And, you know, now I understand the science behind it. And I am ready, willing, and able to wear a mask. And I know that it's important because I don't want to get sick and I don't want to get others sick. So, you know,
how is your mom?
I make mistakes.
How is your mom?
Well, my mom and I are estranged right now. We've got a fight. I found out that she had COVID in ICU through, my older brother didn't even know either, through Instagram. So my brother put that out there, didn't have the, you know, he couldn't even call me or my brother to tell us that my mom was in ICU with COVID. And I ended up talking to her at Thanksgiving, and she is doing fine. She's at home.
Good. Good. Yeah. Terrence G said, in the current climate, did you really think it was a time to make jokes with the Drunk Wives Matter hat?
Well, that Drunk Wives Matter hat was given to me because I was trying everything on for my shower. My girlfriend gave it to me. She's had it for a couple of years. That hat is 2 years old. And she thought it was a play on words. So I didn't buy the hat. I didn't go out and sport the hat. It was given to me. Just like I was trying on the lingerie and the whipping belt and all the other stuff. I believe in equality. I believe in Black Lives Matter. And if I offended anybody by thinking that I was mocking Black Lives Matter, I don't want to hurt. I mean, I believe in Black Lives Matter. And
Do you think you've had such a bad run on social media? I mean, I get tweets and DMs all summer long, all, you know, since this whole thing started, saying you got to control her, you have to stop her, this, that, and the other. I mean, at some point, it seems like you need to think before you post.
In hindsight, I should have never done. I learned from my mistakes. I'm a human being. I make mistakes. Everybody has said and done things in their lives that they regret. And I regret these things. I freaked out. It wasn't right.
You know what's ironic, though?
I'm sorry.
You know what's ironic? No one is complaining about any. I mean, no one's really reacting to anything that you've done on the show in any way that's upsetting them. It's all on your social media. Does that give you cause to pause a little bit? Cause for pause?
Yeah, it totally gives me cause to pause. What I did was I freaked out. I didn't, you know, I was in the middle of New York where everything was shut down. I'm not used to that. You know, OC, Orange County is in a different climate than LA and everywhere else. Everybody's out and about. The restaurants are open. The stores are open. It is a different climate here than it is probably in the rest of the world. And I when I go somewhere else, it freaks me out. And it's wrong. And I should have, you know, thought before I spoke, and I was frustrated and upset, and I regret it tremendously. And I don't want to hurt people, and I feel awful.
Tiny Curtin said, Kelly, what has 2020 taught you about yourself?
That I'm a complete and utter moron. And I said stupid things, and I am an idiot. That's what it taught me.
All right. Well, Whitney, you have taken some major turns, not only around your stripper pole, but from what was expected of you growing up Mormon. So I have questions about your way of life, okay? But what's the trouble you and your cousin Heather have ever gotten into?
Well, that's a good question. One of them I swore I'd take to my grave. But Heather and I have actually been kicked out of an adult novelty store. Apparently, you can't try the products.
How many tattoos do you have, and what is the Mormon church's stance on body art?
So I have 8 tattoos, and the Mormon church believes that your body is a temple, and it's strongly discouraged. But you know, Andy, I've always been a fan of graffiti. I love Banksy, so I really like ink. I've always been into it.
All right. Who initiated the hot office romance between you and your husband, Justin?
So when Justin and I first met, it was an instant chemistry and connection. I mean, you could cut it with a knife. But I do get credit for walking into his office and saying, Justin, I'm feeling this way. Do you feel this way? If we do, we have a problem. And his response back to me was, we have a problem.
Ooh. Since medical marijuana is legal in Utah, have you ever toked up?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm about to go get my medical card next week.
All right. I love
it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can come to California. It's legal here. You don't have to have a card.
Yeah. So I lived in California for 4 years. So I've already known my way around it.
There you go. All right. Thank you for indulging me, Whitney. I want to go to the virtual audience. Raheem, what's your question for Kelly?
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
So why did you announce to Brolin that the box you were holding was tequila and that you didn't know was her trigger when they just told you in the van not even 10 minutes before?
Well, because I didn't know she was going to be right in the, I didn't know she was going to be right in greeting us. When we got out of the bus, we walked straight in, and then she was sitting right there. We had no idea that Bronwyn was there. And you know what? I wasn't going to lie.
All right.
Jessica, I didn't want to lie to her.
Jessica, what's your question for Whitney?
Hi, Whitney.
Hi, Jessica.
Looking back, do you wish you hadn't said anything to Lisa about the bartender she hired, considering you did get all of that tequila for free? And do you think you made things worse by calling her arrogant on tonight's episode?
You know, no, I do not regret it. In fact, I regret not being more assertive about it. I thought I was being very kind and being a good friend. And she didn't send tequila for 500 people. I had 50 guests at my house. And Lisa and I have a really long history of not getting along. And it was an olive branch for me to have product placement at my vow renewal. I reached out to her and invited her brand to be there. So, I mean, I feel bad that I upset her, but I stand by my choice to bring it up to her because there's a lot of cameras out that night and she was gonna find out anyways. So I figured it's better coming from me.
There you go. Well, often on this show, we will let a real housewife express remorse for her past actions. And almost as often, that housewife is Kelly Dodd. So Kelly, it's time to play Do You Regret It? Round 3. This is our third time playing this game with you. Do you regret your lack of sensitivity towards Bronwyn's struggle with sobriety, saying that you would not stop drinking because you are not a quitter?
No, I don't regret it because I think that her whole sobriety thing is contrived and I think it's fake. So, no, I don't regret it because
you think it's fake in what way?
True. I don't think that she had 7 kids so she could not drink. And I know her well enough that this was a pre-plotted thing that she wanted to do to get her own show.
To get her own show?
She already had this one. Yeah, she wanted to get her own show. Her talent agent told her to stop drinking. It's all contrived.
Wow.
So okay. I don't believe that she is a real alcoholic. No. You'll see it later on at the end of the show what happens.
Okay.
It's really good.
Okay. Do you regret accusing Shannon of starting a competitive beverage when in fact she was creating a tincture?
Well, you know, I mean, a tincture has to go into water. I misheard her, but when she puts it, you have to put it in water regardless. It's a water thing. I mean, it's a science project. I have ones with all the vitamins.
Do you regret discussing your sex life so much?
Yes, I regret that.
Oh, interesting. Ridiculous. Do you regret hugging on Bronwyn's children that had lice?
Yes, because I've had lice before and it sucks.
Okay. Do you regret calling Shane a dork, loser, twerp, pussy, and bitch?
No, at the time, no. And actually, it's kind of funny now because I keep calling him a little dork still. Okay. So I don't regret that because he really made me mad at the time.
Okay, we got two regrets and an explosive accusation. Thank you very much, Kelly Dodd. Whitney, question for you. Reed and Shade RM wants to know how your dad's doing. And we got a lot of people, you know, saying that they really admired you guys for sharing his story on the show.
You know, I am very proud of my father for opening up and being vulnerable. That was a huge risk and very, you know, that was a big deal, and I'm proud of him. He's doing well. Sobriety is a lifelong process. It's not just a one-time thing. So yeah, we're still working through a lot of things, but he's doing well, he's healthy. He's alive.
Good. Catherine W. wants to know, Whitney, why do you think Jen is threatened by Mary, especially since they used to be close? Seems like she picks a fight with her every chance she gets. Is she threatened by her?
From my experience, yes. I think it's a competition thing. I think Mary said it right. I think there's something that Jen wants that Mary has, or yeah, she's jealous.
Well, we can all agree that Mary's Luncheon was the greatest fashion event taking place across the street from a P.F. Chang's of the century. So in keeping with the Met Gala glamour, take out your boss lady journals and let's explore the gallery of your fellow housewives' looks. It's time for Fashion or Trash, hon. Fashion or Trash, hon. Meredith's pink puffy sleeve birthday mini dress. Do you like it, Kelly Dodd?
No, she looks like a Big Bird pink.
Okay, what about you, Whitney?
She looks like Big Bird.
Hey, if anyone can rock the flamingo look, it's Meredith Marks.
Okay, fashion or trash, hon? Elizabeth Hampton's on the West Coast look. Kelly Dodd.
I like it. I think it's fashion. I think it's classy.
Whitney Rose.
I have to say, it's better than a lot of her other looks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fashion or trash, hon? Mary's Christmas tree dress and white tights. Kelly Dodd.
Trash.
Whitney.
Trash.
Yeah, that did not go well.
Didn't land. Okay. Fashion or trash, hon? Jen's all-white baby shower look with thigh-high strappy heels. Kelly Dodd.
Trash. It was like one of those turkey, when you put those things on the turkey, you know, and you have to wrap it up. Yeah, no, trash.
Whitney.
Yeah, it is too much. It wasn't done right. Trash.
Okay, fashion or trash on Lisa and Meredith's Met Gala pantsuits.
Awesome. I think it's 100% fashion, classy, smoking hot.
You like them, Whitney?
I love them.
Yeah, I do. They rock the pantsuit.
Okay, last up, fashion or trash on Bronwyn's Girls Night Out look, Kelly Dodd.
Yeah, it looks like a street hooker with the red lip, the earrings. Yeah, trash.
Okay, Whitney Rose.
Yeah, I don't love it.
All right, thanks for playing fashion or trash on. Whitney, Frankie H. wants to know if your family treated Heather the same way they treated you when she announced her divorce.
No, I think that Heather probably got treated a little better than I did because it wasn't Heather's choice.
Kelly, Jeanette from Easton, Pennsylvania said, in the past, you always said Michael was a great dad. but now you've been going after him on social media. What's going on?
Because he's coming after me with my lawyers and trying to get spousal maintenance from me. And I'm spending money on attorneys again, and he really hasn't spent any time with Jolie. So he's completely turned into a different person. He is not the same father as he used to be. And I'm tired of fighting with him. I'm tired of it.
Is he single or in a new relationship?
He's in a new relationship, and I'm good friends with his girlfriend. I love her to death. Laura is her name. She's awesome. I really like this woman. And she's got the same, she's got a son exactly Jolie's age. And, you know, I wish that they were more of a cohesive family. And it's just like, it's bizarre to me that Michael's always been a perfect father.
Well, it is time for
This Day in Bravo History.
This week in 2010, season 3 of Tabitha's Takeover premiered. The only thing messier than The Real Housewives might be this salon. Watch.
You have a business with clients that are paying.
Give me your keys. I'm taking over.
When's the last time you cleaned?
Today.
Really? Today?
It's disgusting.
Come on over here. Let me put this in your hair.
Like a dumpster for towels.
I mean, it's rotten food. Do we like our carpet with hair? You call this salon Mia Bella? There is nothing Bella about it.
It does need to change.
I miss Tabitha. I love her. Tabitha, we need you to take over society. I want to thank Kelly and Whitney for being here. Go to our after show on Twitter Live now. Thanks, guys. Thanks, you too.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
All right, we are back. It's the after show with Kelly Dodd and Whitney Rose. Still more questions coming in. Whitney, Samantha G, where do you think these swinger rumors even started? And do you think any of the ladies were spreading them?
I absolutely think they started with the ladies. I don't know where they're coming from. Maybe it's just because I live my life out loud and they can make assumptions. I don't know.
Kelly, Aisha C said, do you think Shannon and John are meant to be? And what do you think about her daughter saying she thinks John doesn't meet all of Shannon's needs?
Well, you know, I've spent a lot of time with Shannon. They live right down the street. I love John and Shannon together. They are like best friends. I've never seen them fight. I really love them together. But, you know, John doesn't have the money that, you know, Bedore had. And, you know, she's used to a certain lifestyle, those kids are. And so, you know, they're used to that. And they think, and he does have plenty of money. It's just not what David has. David's buying houses all over the place and Park City and all that. But, you know, to those kids, that they just came up, they grew up differently.
Got it. Whitney, Tiffany's TV wants to know, did you see where Jen said you would be the one cast member she would choose not to return for season 2 because she doesn't like lies? What's your response? I didn't see that.
Yeah, I saw the one where she wanted to be axed from the show, but that surprised me. As you see in tonight's episode, I've been a great friend to Jen. So I thought she was going after Mary.
Kelly Canning Emily wants to know if Tucker Carlson attended your wedding.
Tucker Carlson did not attend our wedding, but everyone likes Tucker Carlson. It's so, like, they all want to, like they think he's the hottest thing on earth, but he is the nicest guy. No, he did not. Nobody.
Hold on. Everyone thinks side. Tucker Carlson is the hottest guy on earth.
All my girlfriends are in love with Tucker Carlson. Like, they all think he's the hottest thing on earth.
Wow.
I know.
Okay. I want to thank Kelly Dodd and Whitney Rose for hanging out with us tonight. For more, click around bravotv.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.